Okay, let's do it. We are on Daf Asama Tesam Ralph. Tamatzina. Five lines to the top. Tamatzina. We learned over there. Hamotiyayin. So he takes that wine. The shear of wine is the Zigas Hakos. Is the amount that the Dizitoy Baron Shabbos. The amount of wine which makes you chai for doing a Tzor Shabbos is the amount which is necessary in order to dilute a cup of wine, cup for a Kiddush. What's the shear of a cup of wine? How much wine vis-a-vis water do you need? Amar Lazy said, let's learn that which is not explicit, but that which is explicit. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Chia says, Arba Kaisa Shamu Yeshua Revius Yain B. Talki. Among the four cups of wine which you're drinking on Pesach night, there has to be a total of Revius wine, but in the Italian measure. So we see that among the four, there's Revius, a quarter of Revius per cup. Tamati, we learned over there, a similar question. Mefanin Afilo Arbu Chamesh Kubas on Shabbos was allowed to move in one's warehouse up to four or five baskets of grain in order to make place. How much is the share of each basket? Kama Yeshua Shakupa, what's the share of basket? Amar Leis, they said, Nilmo Tzombe Sosma Furush. Let's learn that which is not explicit and that which is more explicit. The Tzina Tzomon, we learned over there. B'sholosh Kupa, Sholosh Soy, Sholosh, Sein Tornis Alishko. And when you have three baskets, each of three measures, that's how you take out the coins from the Lishka, from the proper office of Beis HaMikdash to buy Korbanos every year. So we see from that the shear of a basket is three seen. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Blum, Hashem, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yudha, Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yudai, this shear of a revius per cup is like Rabbi Yudha, the Tanya, I've lost my place. What? Mine. Thank you. Water kinekimiya. Water, the amount which you take out to be chayev on Shabbos is the amount you swallow. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kedei Mezigas HaMosek, the amount that you carry out in order to dilute a cup of wine. So you see that you dilute wine before you drink it. Mazu Bekama, how much how do you dilute wine? Ishmini Ma'adah. Let's learn from here. Mai Kedei Gemiya, Mayan Kedei Gemiya, Madavor is the amount you swallow, Rabbi Yehuda Kedei Mezigas HaKos, the amount you need in order to dilute a cup of wine. I have no choice. What am I supposed to do? It's ridiculous. Rabbi Yehuda Meir and it says the mouth which dilutes a cup of water, cup of wine. Finally, how much is that? Kamashun Shakosas, we keep repeating ourselves. Finally, we get to what the actual shear is. Rabbi Moramar, Tirtoran Revia, which we understand to mean three parts water to try is three, right? Three parts water to one part wine. You drink all the four cups of Pesach in one gulp. For that which we know, we've heard Hallel and Shul, you yotze yichiv Hallel. Hadamras teaches us, afilu shasi b'krachel yotze, just like you yotze with Hallel and Shul, you yotze with drinking all the four cups at once. Ma'u ishtaisa mifusakim, can you drink it in sips? Says Mar, no. Why do they say you have to drink the wine? Lo shishtaker. Is it not that you should get drunk? If you're drinking in sips, enam ishtaker, you don't get drunk. They have had this at least three times in the Ushami already. Yeah. Well, Shkolim is actually after this, so with Shabbos and Yom Tzachim and Shkolim. Ma'al, it says, beyond Shoshvius. Can it be eaten with wine of Shemitah? Tana Rabbi Yoshe, it's beyond Shoshvius. Even though it's not really yours, because it has special Kedusha, nonetheless, you eat it with wine of Shemitah. Ma'al, it says, bekunditon, in wine which is spiced. We might have talked about a couple of kunditin kiyayin, since spiced wine is like wine. Hadam Rayotim, bekunditon, it tells you it can be eaten with spiced wine. Ma'al, it says, bekunditon, we can be yaitza with wine, which is diluted. Mimad the tiny Rabbi Chia, I have a kais of shavu yaitzi b'ayin, bein chayim bein mezugin, whether they are not diluted or diluted. V'sheh b'ayim tam mariyayin, as long as they have the taste and the look of wine. So it means that diluted yaitzi, again, shouldn't be too diluted. We paskin that the maximum share of dilution is 1 to 5. Every cup has to be 1/6 wine. The preferable is 1 to 4, but no more than 1 to 6. 1 to 5. Prevalence 1 to 3. No more than 1 to 5, though. No. Yes. 4 wine per coming to us. Whatever you get now, if you dilute it even a little bit, you might lose it. I think it's 50% wine, which you get from the wine companies. In which case, you can dilute it 1 to 2, but not beyond that. Great. So, says Gemara further. It's best to use red wine. Do not look at wine because it's red. So we see that wine should be red. You're allowed to cook the wine today. Tevil. Rudumalta gives it a special spice taste, even though you don't have to put in spices. Maot seitz b'yayim v'ushal can be yaitzed with wine which is cooked. Rabbi Yehuda amar yaitzed b'yayim v'ushal, yes. Rabbi Yehuda kedaita, Rabbi Yehuda is like his line of reasoning to Rabbi Yehuda shosi arba kasi leila pisra. Rabbi Yehuda drank the 4 cups of Pesach not from cooked wine. The chazik reishi had a tzata, he had a headache till shavuos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Shasi, Arba, Kaisi, Lele, Pitzcha. He drank 4 cups, Pesach, night. The Chazak, Reishi, and Chag until Sukkot. Another time, Chamsi, Chadar, Matrona, a certain noble lady saw Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, a point earring, and his face was illuminated. Relation, she said to him, Saba, Saba, old man, old man. Chadami Klas Mili, you're so happy. Why, I must have one of the three following things. Chadami Klas Mili in Isbach. O Shasi Chamor, or either you're drunk at, O Mavaribis at, or you are somebody who loans money at interest, and therefore you've made a lot of money. Or you are a pig cultivator, and that is why you made a lot of money. You have one of these three things, otherwise you wouldn't be so happy. May your spirit explode. Do I eat this of this woman? Hadar, the fact that my face is illuminated, not one of these things. From these three things, Lacebean, I don't have any of them. Elo, rather, why am I happy? Because I learn constantly. The knowledge of an individual illuminates his face. Rabbi Avo, Asit Tveria, Rabbi Avo, Ketit Tveria. How Chamuni Tamuni Rabbi Yechonon, the students of Rabbi Yechonon saw him up in the ear and he was very happy. Armin Kumi Rabbi Yechonon, they said Rabbi Yechonon, Ashkach Rabbi Avo Simai, probably found the treasure. Armin Lon, so Rabbi Yechonon said to him, Lama, to say to him, why? He said to him, why? Amar Lon, and the Talmidim answered, I point the hearing, because we saw his face is so happy. Amar Lon, so he said, Dima Raisa Chatzu Shama Shmaitz. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, maybe he heard a new shtickle teicha. Or Soli Gabe, so Rabbi Yochanan came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lon, so he said, Ma Raisa Chatzu Shmaitz. Shamata, what new Torah did you hear that you're so happy? Amalei said, Tosefta Atika, I heard an old brisa which I had not heard in a long time. The Karalei, Rabbi Yehuda, Secretary Avo, Chachmas U'odam Torah Ponav, the knowledge of a person illuminates his face. Rabbi Chirachina said, Luga de Raisa, the Shir of a Log de Raisa, in which there are 4 Rivias, is Tumasa Atikta Dumaraisa Tziporin. It's the old 8th measure of fish brine in Tziporin. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chokim on Allah, I know it. The base Rabbi Yehuda Mechilim Bodvash, and as Rabbi Yehuda, it is to measure honey with it. Tai we learn, Chatzis Shmini is Tiveriyani Sishona. It's one half of the old eighth measure of Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hada didan have us. This measure was our measure. The Lama Lomar, it's a mistake, should be Atikta. Why didn't he call it the old measure? Begin, like we said about the one Tzipori, begin the Avsibiyomi because it was still prevalent in his day. These Tarmin, some say that it wasn't exactly the same that it used to be. The Avazira was smaller, Varabas got larger, Vazirasim got smaller again, Velo Ziras Kamad Avas, but not to its original small size. Kamashur Shikos, what is the shear of a cup? Rabbi Yisrael Yudabar Puzzi and Rabbi Yisrael Bumashem Rabbi Shmuel said, Etz Baim, Al Etz Baim, it's two fingers on two fingers, Al Kos Etz, Al Kos in the base of the cup, and Etz Ba Mechza, and Al Kos Etz Ba Mechza, Shlish Etz Ba, by the height of 1.83 fingers. So it's 2 by 2 by 1.83. Tanya, we learned, Yavesh Kizayis. When you dry revius, you get a kazayis. David Rabbi Nelson, in other words, congealed becomes a kazayis. Rabbanan the concern, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Mishim, Rabbi Yelitzan, Asa Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nelson, also Rabbi Shimon, Kumar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, Birvius. So Rabbi Shimon said the shear is a revius. Cain, Rabbi Nelson, Amar, Lik Shea, Kari, Shebel, kazayis. When you congeal it, it has the shear of a kazayis. So those are the same shear. Okay, how are we going to Seder of Pesach night? Mazgulo Kleis Rishon. When you you pour the first cup, first you make a bracha on the day, the kiddush, and then you make the bracha on the wine. First you make the bracha on the wine, and then on the day. My time is Beishami. What's the Beishami that kiddush comes first? The Shekdusha Sayom Garmel Yayin Shetavo. Because the sanctity of the day causes you to make a bracha on wine. And also that the Kedusha Sayom began Achlo Bo Yayin before the wine came to the table. What's the Svara Beis Hillel? The opposite. Shayayin Goyim Kedusha Sayom Shetayomer. The wine causes you to say Kiddush. Another interpretation, Hayayin Todi, the wine is prevalent, Ukdushayin Atidira, and Kiddush is not so prevalent, so therefore, Todi Mashayin Todi, Todi Kaidim, the prevalent thing, you make the Brachan first. I'm Rabbi Yeser, Rabbi Yeser, Rabbi Yeser, both from Beisul and Beisham, we learn. Yayin Vavdola, when you have wine and the Brach of Avdola, Hayayin Kaidim, you make the wine first. Why? Klum time to Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai say make Kiddush first? Lo Shekdusha Ziyom Garmel Yayin, because the Kiddush of the day came before the wine. The Khan, here, Hoil, it should be, the Bnei Moshe says, V'lo Avdola Garmel Yayin Shiyavo. Here the Avdola didn't cause the wine to come. In fact, the way the Bnei Moshe explains it, you already made Avdola. You made Avdola in davening. So the wine is not linked to Avdol. The wine is not caused by the Avdolah. On the contrary, you're making a separate Avdolah because Chazal Tafka made a takona to bring wine, even though you already made Avdolah in davening. So here the wine should come first, right? Hayayin koydim. The wine should come first. Similarly, klum tayin beisil shayayin toiv glushayin tira. Why is beisil old wine comes first for kiddush? Because wine is taught here. V'kan here too. Or the yain tadira v'avdola ain't a tadira. Since wine is prevalent and avdola's not, hayayin koydim. Why should come first? From both of their statements, we learn the exact opposite. Yain v'avdola avdola koydim. Avdol should always come first. Why is that? Klum time to Beishame, El Shekvan is Chai, Bekdusha Ziyom Achlo Ba'ayayin. The larger Beishame is the Chai Bekish before wine comes stable. The Khan here, holding his Chai Ba'avdol. Alright, sure you made Avdol already davening. But the Pshat is, you're Chai and Avdol before you got to the wine. So therefore, since you're Nischai Avdol Achlo Ba'ayayin, Avdol Kodemis Avdol comes first. Similarly, klum tayin de beisil. Why is beisil by kiddush that the wine comes first? El shayayin goyin kedusha sayom is taking the other logic of beisil that the wine causes the kiddush to be stated. Kedusha sayom sheisamer v'kan here holil here it should be ve'ein hayayin goyin avdol sheteyomer. The wine doesn't cause the avdol to be said because he said avdol already in davening, right? So therefore, avdol kudemis avdol should come first. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Medivishnan, from both of their statements, we learn Mavdiyam below Yain can make Avdol without wine. Of course, because we make Avdol in Shmon Esrei. And precisely because Avdol does not require wine, there's another byproduct of that halacha, which is, well, we'll see in a minute. Ve'emekacher el Yain, you can only make Kiddush and wine. Because obviously they both held wine and the Kiddush is integrally linked. He died to the Rabbi Zira, and this is the underlies the opinion of Rabbi Zira. The Rabbi Zira Amar Mavdil and Sheher, you make Avdola on beer. Chaymer Medina. Because he held the wine and Avdola not integrally connected, as opposed to Kiddush, which is integrally connected to wine. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Abun. Rabbi Yisrael Abun said, Nagin Tamon, they have a minig in Bavel, but Malcolm Shein Yain, in the place where there's no wine. To the best of my recollection, it's not put down the Bavli, only Yerushalmi here, that Shliach Tzibur Yerlifnei HaTeva, the Shliach Tzibur goes after Shmon Esrei, Friday night, and he said, V'ayim Ebracha Chas Mein Sheva, he says, the Bracha Mein Sheva, what we say still with Mugging of us and all that, V'chaiti Mekadosh Yisroel V'yom HaShabos. So we don't say Mekadosh Yisroel, right? We say Mekadosh HaShabos. But in any event, I think that the main Sheva's source is over here. Do you remember the Bavli? The main Sheva's mentioned explicitly anywhere? I don't think it's mentioned. So I think this is the source. Okay? So it's interesting, they used to do it in lieu of Kiddush, because they didn't have wine. And they made it Takon and say in Shul. But we, even though we have Kiddush, and many people even make Kiddush in Shul, nonetheless we say main Sheva as well. Okay, how are we going to Seder? If you're in front of Yerokos v'chazeres, they bring in front of the guy vegetables and chrein. Metabel chazeres, he dips in the chazeres, for karpas, achimagil parperes apas, until he reaches the parperes apas, meaning the appetizer, which is again chrein, after that motzi. Okay? If you're in front of matzav chazeres, they bring in front of him after he makes the karpas, matzah and chazeres and charoses, after he makes charoses mitzvah, no charoses not a mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. Over mikdash, we're in front of gufah shel pesach, based on mikdash, they bring the gufah shel pesach. Chavrayim Shem Yolan said, tzorech l'tabah v'chazeres shnei pavim, he held to use chrein for karpas as well. They actually use chrein for karpas. Rabbi Zeev Shemri Yochan said, Ain't tzorech l'tabel chabichazer shnei pamim. No, you don't use chrein twice, once for carpets, one for more. Hashem Elohim Shemir Amar, Im lo tov al parm yishoyna. You only have to do once. But if you didn't do it the first time, then you do it the second time. Tov al parm shnei. Says more, whoa! Masnisa plir Hashem Elohim. Rabbi Shemri, it happens, according to Hashem Elohim, there's only one hatbala the night of Pesach. And if you did chrein and karpas together, that works. So according to the we have a big kasha on Reish Lakish from the Manish Tana, right? But he's a plea Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shabachol, he lost the Lamad Bilim Pamachas, Valai Lazesh, they piyamim. According to Reish Lakish, it's not true. Reish Lakish only toivah once. If you didn't toivah the first time in chrein, then you do it the second time, but you only have to toivah once. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Shimon Lakish, al hador de bar kapora. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds like bar kapora. The next five words we take out, let's Lieberman and a couple of and the Mechamayim. He has had a different kash than Manishtana. Ganz and different. Shevachol lost on my pil masoi my pas. Every night, every time we dip with bread. The kandu marpili masob if they had small, and now we dip a vegetable by itself. So according to him, the shayla is not that they're two dips. The shayla is it's a different type of dip than we normally dip. We normally dip bread in of itself. Now we dip with the bread with vegetables, brass. So you dip the bread too. Here we're dipping the vegetables by themselves. That's the shayla. Masisa plir Rabbi Yechanan. Now there's a the brisa argues with Rabbi Yechanan. The following brisa. Rabbi Yochanan knows that mitzvahs don't require kavana, and well, we'll see. Let's see what the Bryce says. Masirpli Rabbi Yochanan yaitzim b'matzah mechukimim mechlokimim. The Bryce one says you yaitzim mitzvahs without kavana. Yaitzim matzah even you're mechavin or not. You don't need kavana to be yaitzim mitzvah matzah. So if that's the case, How come you have to do Moro twice? According to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though you weren't mechaving, when you did the karpas, do Moro, should have been yoitze with that. Because mitzvah saying tzrichus kavona. Says Moro, no, really, Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvahs require kavona. Hi! How yoitze the matzah if you didn't have kavona? So he says, because you reclined when you ate the matzah, stam das is that you were yet to be yet to the mitzvah. So that's why he holds that by matzah, even if you're not kavana, the fact you're reclining indicates you intend to eat matzah. That does not apply by morar, and therefore, if you even ate morar for the karpas, if you ate it without kavana, you have to eat it again for the morar later on. What? Because you don't do it in a way which indicates you're fulfilling the mitzvah morar. The fact that you recline when you eat matzah indicates you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah.
So, by karpas, you are reclining.
No, you don't have to recline by karpas. And even if you do, you don't have to recline by Moror. Right. So the reclining by karpas doesn't indicate anything about the mitzvah. Okay, but it's different midrashim. You don't have to recline by karpas. Generally speaking, no. They were not going to say different things, but that means you don't have to. Okay. Says Gemara further. Meis Rabbi Yirmiyah Kuli Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked for Rabbi Zira, Masisa Pleader Shimon Lakish. The fine bright star is there, Shimon Lakish. What does it say? Have you ever a matzah chazeres charoses? They brought a matzah chazeres charoses after they already did the karpas. So it sounds like you have to do a second dip. One dip is not sufficient. I will be shein charoses mitzvah, chazeres mitzvah. And it says, okay, charos not a mitzvah. But it sounds like the chazeres itself is a mitzvah to do over again. On my lace, they said, no. Shken ra metabe betrodim. I'm just talking about where you use yirokos for the karpas. Like Rav used to use beets for the karpas, but in a chanami, according to Rabbi Shlomo, say if you use mora for karpas, you don't have to do a second dip later on for the mora. Tagoy Yushlaim, the sales of Yushlaim by Yomri, they say both luachem tavli mitzvah. Come and take herbs for the mitzvah. Now this is talking about the charosis. They call it the tavli mitzvah because according to some interpretations, it means because they wanted to make sure people bought the herbs for charosis. Nashmiel says they gave it out for free. He said in his day there was a custom, I guess in Pittsburgh, to give out charoses for free. One guy made charoses and give it for free to the whole community. Can't tell. So he says that they don't really give it for free. But they don't want to give it for free. They said this is the makor for such a thing. Because it says, they would say, we'll give it l'shem shamayim, as long as you do the mitzvah charoses. B'nei Isay, the members of the house of Isay, I assume means the women of the household. The name of Isay said, V'lomani krashma should be ducha. It's a mistake, it should be ducha. Why is the karpas called ducha? Because you press the mara, ducha means press, because you press the mara into the charosis. Rabbi Shuv and Levi Omar, tzricha shetei ova. The charosis has got to be thick. Milsi Omar, his statement indicates zecha l'tit, that it commemorates the teeth. In fact, Lieberman brings to the Rav Yah that charosis is called charosis because it's the same, similar to charosis. And charosis means plaster, which is a building material. Istani tani, those who say the next word is a type also should be tzricha. Tzricha shetei rako, it's got to be soft. Why does it have to be soft? Milsi Omar zecha l'dam, because it's red and reminds us of the blood in Egypt. Tani, we learned, ubikvulin outside the base of Mikdash, tzricha shnei tavshilim, you have to have two tavshilim on your Seder plate, echad zecha l'pesach, v'echad zecha l'chagiga, one the shank bone and one the egg for the Pesach and the Chagiga commemoration. Mazgulo koshay, they pour a second cup, v'kana ben shol, now the kid asks, he main das for ben lishol, if he doesn't have das to ask, av yibulamdo, his father teaches him. I think the table's falling. Check the other side, see the table is falling. Short it up. Okay. If the kid doesn't know how to ask, So then, Avim Lando's father teaches him. Wheat meat, which is roasted, cooked, overcooked, and regular cooked, by Elazar Kulotzli, because of Korban Pesach. Lufi Taito Shaben Avi Mlamdo, and based on the intelligence of the son, his father responds to him. Maschu Bignus. He starts with the bad things of Messiah Shalom and ends with the good things. The Doi Reshi, that is me, Arami, Yavid, Avi, at Shugur Makarpash and Zara Pasha. Ragami, Omer, Koshlu, Amar, Shtosh, and Voy, Melu, and Pesach. Anybody didn't say these three things on Pesach, Lira, Tzidei, Chavosa. Pesach, Matzah, Mora, or Mururi. Pesach, Shesha, Pesach, Amok, Avot, Yav, Sein, Mitzrayim. Matzah, Shem, Shani, Gulu, Av, Sein, Mitzrayim. Mora, Shem, Shemru, Mitzrayim, 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 Mitzrayim. Bechol Dorver, I'm just not translating because it's all in that garden. Bechol Dorver, the Chaiva, the Liros, the Satsmo, Kilu, who are to me, Mitzrayim? Shemar Vigato, Bidko, Bayom, Lemar, Bavurze, Sashem, Leave, it says Mitzrayim. If you are not going to Chayovi, Lodo, Sulawel, Lishabeach, Lefoil, Romim, Latseach, Lagado, Mishos, Lodos, Konizima, Elu, Fotziotim, Abdus, Lecheus, Venoma, Alfon of Aluluka. Okay? Now, here comes the fascinating part. Waiting for this one, guys? Tani Rabbi Chiya, Kineged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. Remember that? From the Seder? Well, it ain't the way you remembered it here. Just wait. But it's not in the, it's not in the Bavli. It's in the Mechilta. Our version goes in the Mechilta. But the Bavli, Ushami, is a different version. Ben Chacham, Ben Rasha, Ben Tipesh, Ben Chenu Yodeh Lishol. Okay? Ben Tipesh means a stupid kid. Not tub. We don't mince any words in the Yerushalmi. Ben Chacham, Ma'orei, Me'er Wezcham, say, Ma'ariyas l'chukim ha'mishpatim ha'asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Osanu. What do you answer him? Va'afato emar lo b'chayzek yad otzien Hashem Mitzrayim beis avodim. Oh, he says it's chem and agora? Oh, a good point. But I was focusing more on the answer. It's not the same answer we give. What do we give? It's coming up. Guess who gets that answer? Wait till you see. Now, the truth is, you're right. The Gears in the Baal Yerushalmi answers up the question that he also says that the Chacham also says it's Chem. He does say Osanu. So the proper Gears would be Osanu. Right. So there's no Kasher. Kasher the Velt asked that Rosh says Lochem and the Chacham also says it's Chem. It's not. He says Osanu. The Rosh says Lochem. Okay. But the answer for him is the same answer we give. First of all, we explain his questions. Questions. What's this hassle with Pesach every year? We came with Shoti Yisatsu that close since he took himself out of the community. Avatar Morlo. So you say, Bavur Zahar Sah Hashem Li. Li Asa. To me. Lo Soish Lo Asa. Not to you. We were in Egypt. He would never have been suitably redeemed. Tipesh Maroi Mer. Mazos, what's this? Avato Limdo Ilchosa Pesach. Shemaftirimacha Pesach Afikoimon. Since he's an idiot, he might say, let's go to the other Chabur to eat the Korban Pesach. So you have to teach him. You can't say after you finish the Pesach, come out of here. Right. No, it's the next one. Shloyei me chabur zuvnich les chabur acheres. They shrink off from one chabur to another chabur. So that's the answer to the tipesh. Forget all this drushes about why it's the answer for the chacham. It ain't. It's the answer to the tipesh. Okay, what are you going to teach him? At least tell him not to go to the other chabur with the korban pesach. Okay. Ben Cheney Yodei Lishol Ad Pesach Lo. You open for him. Tchila Amar Rabbi Yisrael Masnis Amar Kate. Amen. No das. If it ain't das, it has no das. Aviv Milam, but ain't das Ben Aviv Milam, though his father teaches him. Ad Eich Roimer, what part of how do you say before you the meal? The Sharmim Ad Ema Bonim Smeichel. First paragraph. It's only the second paragraph. Zah Acholam Ishtomayin Amoyin. Chesim Gula, then you say the Birsa Gula. right before the second coast, we say. Right, time of sugar, one of gloves, I have same time. Freaky, all right, why was that? Fano Clayson, we don't have finished the broker with a signature. Right, we keep on there, the ads. Can I show okay? I get a little going by boy, look, Saint Lucian. Smaking moving out of Iraq, so see my brother Sacha over Hidush base, make those shack. We don't have that. We show them coming up, so I mean, as well, I should give the mama Kim is back. I call the hot son, we know the Gula say no, but look at Hashem go out. It's well, we do finish like that.
Yeah.
Right, we she would say Shira Chadasha.
Right.
Right. Let's have to Motzei Shabbos when there's no Zvachim. Tzoy Shabbos knows walking because we don't sacrifice Chagigo when Pesach comes on Shabbos. So that's when we switch it. I think that's the issue. Okay, so this is the version we use on Tzoy Shabbos. Min Apsachim, min Azvachim. We say Zvachim and Psachim when a regular year because then he could makrif Chagigos. Or you say Psachim and Zvachim when a year when he can't be makrif Chagigos. So Zvachim doesn't refer to Chagigo but some other korban in the future. Okay, Rabbi Amar, Mitchila Tzorach L'Aschil, you have to start, Be'ev Anar Yoshua, V'Seichem, Li'olam, Terechav, V'Yavrom, etc. V'Kach Zarvichem, Eir Anar, V'Gomer, V'Arbe, Zaro, right? Just says the word V'Arbe, but that's how it goes on. I'm Rabbi Yochel. Rabbi Yochel says, that's the Cree, it's red, V'Arbe. But the Ksiv is V'Arev Ksiv. What does it mean instead of V'Arbe? What is the Cree, what does the Ksiv connote? The way it's written without the hay. Kamarima Sisimo. How many arguments? Meaning that I tested Avraham many times. Achilona Saito Sitz until I gave him Yitzhak. Dover Achano interpretation, fascinating one theologically. Nasesilo Orev, I ambushed Avraham Avinu. Orev is somebody who ambushes. E in Chota, meet in law. And I said, give me Avraham Nisyonis Nisorim. If he sinned, I'll give it to him because it's Mechaber Nazareus. And if he didn't do any sins, make the law, give me Surim also. Why? Because then the Surim are Lishma, Yisurim Shalava. So no matter what, it's good for Avraham Avinu to get Nisurim and Yisurim, if whether he deserves them for Chatoim or not. Very interesting phenomenon. Too bad we don't have time to discuss it. Only Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, getting back to our Mishnah, how can you say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim before the meal? V'chiyotzu Yitzrom in Mitzrayim, Shumazki Yitzis Mitzrayim. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, you can only say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim after Chatzos. Because only then did the Geula process begin, after Makas Bechiris. So he said, how can you say B'tzeis from Mitzrayim before Chatzos, before the meal? Amalem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel said, Hilumati across the Gever! If you wait till the rooster crows in the morning, you still haven't reached halfway through the gula, because they left at midday the next day. So how can you mention it all, right? They went out half the midway day the next day. Since he began the mitzvah, we tell him to conclude it. Meaning that even though it's not yet the time, it's not going to be the time all night. So everyone might as well mention, but say so, maybe it's right. Hey, sir, Rabbi Avuna Bar Schaira, look where he is, Gira Lakos. I don't understand. Why do you have to mention it now? Mention it after benching. You want to mention Tzias Mitzrayim before the meal? You already mentioned Kiddush. So why do you have to mention it now in the Dafka and Hala? No more doesn't give an answer. Tanya. Enarim's man peripheral sugya. Enarim's man el b'shol shugoyim. Yonit se shechiyon on three of them type in bilvat. Amrei manam asi some kids a price like that. B'chag ha-matzus, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos. Tani, we learned in another brisa though, kol shekosa mikro kodesh, any time which the chumash calls a mikro kodesh, tzorach laskim b'zman, you have to say shechiyonu. What's that? What is that at? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because Shani Yom Kippur, not Regolim, but they're called in the Torah, Mikro Kodesh, so you have to say Shechiyonu on them as well. says Vios, it makes sense. Why is that? Because any, even if it's not a yontif, in the sense of a rego, Mishara Teina Bechaira, somebody who sees the first growing fig in his tree, Shemei Atzorach La'il Haskir Zman, doesn't he have to make a Shech Yonu, even if you're not eating it, because it's a new season. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are no worse than that. You're going to something new, you make a Shech Yonu on it. Okay? Period. Now we have a question. The Elder Mepharshim said the next part of the Mishnah is totally superfluous here. It just brought down here because we mentioned Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it has to do with the question of Lotis Godadu, not to do different minhagim in different places, the same place. So as our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Bihud, we have this early in the Masechta, as you see in the Masechta shots on the side. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Bihud, Nogu Krabi Akiva. You know what I did with Krabi Akiva, that they blew Tkias for Malchias. And Begoda Nogu Krabi Yom and Nuri, that they didn't blow Tkias for Malchias. So why is there not Lotis Godadu? How can you have two different minhagim in the same country? Because says, well, because it's not so gefährlich. Because if you reverse the order, nobody knows you're not Yotzi Shofer. So therefore, it's not gefährlich to have two different minhagim. What about Arei Purim? We have different places. Some places do Yudal, some places do Antesvav. That's what he's called to do. Agudas, Agudas, different groups. Says the Gemara, Shani either it's a special Arei Purim Elokim Barbas or Elokim Bar Chamisha, special dispensation there. Shani Dichsi Mishpacha Mishpacha Medina Medina year for year. There Purim focused Milchatchila on having different ways of fulfilling the Yontif for various different populations. I don't know. You have to make a better case for that. Well, you got the Megillah maybe, but you need a writer for that. That's Rishon stuff. You're Rishoning. I understand. I'm just saying. I'm assuming that it is talking about walled and unwalled cities because I never heard of such a thing before. But maybe we'll come across it. Megillah's coming up. Another few, 3 months. Mazlo Koshlishi. They pour from a third cup. Mevarech HaMazona, then he ventures on that cup. Revi, the fourth cup, Gormel of Asali, complete the howling on it. Gormel of Birkas Hashir, and he said the final broch and the Agora. Beta Kosolo, between the third and fourth cup, between the first and second cup, or the second and third cup. Actually, he's not allowed to drink. That's what I will say, he might get drunk and fall asleep. After Pesach, he can't do Afikoyman, several Pshatim the Gemara will give. Ksivit says, before Pchos be soil, when disturbances occur in Am Yisrael, but in a good sense, the miracles which occur in Am Yisrael, Bisnadevam, when the nation volunteers, Baruch Hu Hashem, you bless God. We dash this pasuk. He's not the Roshayam. Volunteer the heads of the nation. It's a command. Volunteer the heads of a nation. When God makes you nisim, to who amrim shira? Say shira. So from here we say the chiyuv of halel to whenever a nes befalls the Jews. Says the Gemara, Sivu, and they ask, wait a second. That's the case. Hare Gulas Mitzrayim. What about Gulas Mitzrayim? We don't say halel on Gulas Mitzrayim. Say how the night before, but not during the day. Why don't we say it during the day? Shani Yishri Tchiyas Gulas. So Gemara answers, no, it's only the beginning of the Gula. The Gula is actually completed on seventh day when Kriyas Yamsu takes place, and then Taka B'nai So sang Oz Yashir Moshe. Okay. What about Arei Mordechai Vester? We don't say Gula on Purim, we don't say Hala. Shani Yishri B'chutz Loretz, here in Chutz Loretz. He's the boy in Maimon. Some said they wanted to say that, well, obviously don't say Nason, Hal Nation Kutzar. Some said that, you know, like the Rabbi says, Akati Akhde Achashverish, Slavoyim Achashverish, Mordechai Vester, Misoneim Nigalu, they were redeemed from their enemies, Valoni Galumina Malchus, but they were still under subjugation of Achashverish. Now, Lieberman says, the Kashaba Mitzrayim should come after this. It says, really, the Kashmir Mitzrayim, we have 3 lines ago, Sivan Aregulus Mitzrayim is really, so if you can't say Nesan Halal on a nation of Chutzlards, how can we say Halal on the Yitzias Mitzrayim? right? Because it's the Nesach Chutzlitz. And Adas Gemara answers, Shani Shetchilas Kulasim, which the Gemara, the Bavli Megillah, in fact, says that since that's before they entered Eretz Yisrael, so they are entitled to say Hallel, even on Nesach Chutzlitz then. Yeah, in the Megillah. Yeah, that's one of the answers given in Megillah. Not given here, right? I don't know, it might be given in Megillah here. We don't know yet, but it's not given here. Okay. Lema, why can't you drink between the third and fourth cup? You shouldn't get drunk and fall asleep. He's already drunk. Yeah, he's got a few cups already under his belt. What do you expect? So it says, no, my binyayim is shabatoch ha-mozen. Oh, this is part of the question. So my binyayim shabatoch ha-mozen, my binyayim shabatoch ha-mozen. Why let him drink in the meal, and now you're not letting him drink after the meal? Yayin shabatoch ha-mozen, mishaker. No. Wine consumed without any food makes you drunk. Shabatoch ha-mozen, when you consume within the meal, ain't no mishaker, doesn't make you drunk. I know, I manage on pouring quite fine during the meal, but that's what it says here. My afikoyman. What's afikoyman that you can't do after the Pesach? I've seen Hashem Rav Inene Bar Rabbi Sisi said, Mine Zemer, take out the musical instruments. Now, the way Lieberman explains that, of course, based on I'm not going to take a musical instrument, that the Greeks, after a party, would take out their instruments and go from door to door to be Marba Simcha, or Hololus, actually. So he says, we can't do that because you can't go from Chabura to Chabura. So we can't say, Afikuman, take out the musical instruments to go from Chabura to Chabura. That's one shot, which is in line with what we learned earlier about telling the Tipei Shem Aftirach HaPes Afikuman. Now we have a couple other shots we're more familiar with. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Mina Masika, you can't take out candies after, no Seder mints after the Afikuman. That's it. It's over. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Kiwana Mina Masika, going to Ardile Viguzlaya, little delicacies made out of little types of birds, the Hanani Meshilas, which was the dessert of Hanani Meshilas. Okay, Yosha Mitzvahsim, a part of the guys there fell asleep. Yochlu, they continue to eat when they wake up, the Korban Pesach. Kulam, if they all fell asleep, lo yochlu, they can't eat it anymore, that's it. As long as they had gesayis already, of course. Rabbi Yosef Merim Nisnamnemu, if they just dozed off, yochlu, they continue eating. Nirnemu, if they fell asleep, lo yochlu, they can't continue eating. HaPesach HaChatzos, Metam Yisraim, now wouldn't you know, the Mesech the hands was something difficult. Pesach HaChatzos is Metam the hands. Va'apigo va'anoitzer Metam Yisraim, pigo noitzer Metam the hands. Birch Birchas HaPesach Pater Shol Zevach. You make a bracha on the Pesach, the Zevach, the Chagiga, doesn't need a separate bracha. As Shol Zevach, you made a bracha on the Chagiga in the Pesach when the Beis HaMikdash existed. Lo Pater Shol Pesach doesn't exempt the Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Kon Rabbi Shmuel. Rakiva Omer, Lo Zu Pater Zuzu, Lo Zu Pater Zuzu, neither exempt each other. They're so different, each requires its own korban, bracha. Ask my Lama. Why, if somebody fell asleep, can they not? Why, if they fell asleep, can they not continue to eat? Mivneis hesiach das, which is the same thing as hesiach das, because they already were mitziach das, continue to eat. It's like when a person says, "I want a bench," and he can't eat anymore. Falling asleep is tantamount the same thing. Amshum shavla chatzos, or because they fell asleep until after midnight. Which one is it? Says my God, let's imagine, let's understand the Mishnah. Sheishom Chabura Acheres. The Mishnah doesn't say that you're the only Chabura there. Maybe there's another Chabura in the room, and there's must be Chatzos hasn't passed yet. And yet it says you're Chabura since you fell asleep, you can't eat. Having lays Tama Hadora Eliminei Siyadas. It must be because of Hesach Hadas. Once you fell asleep, it's as if you finished Das, you can't continue eating. Rabbi Simon Shem Shum Lev, now we had a certain Limsechta, and it was hard then, and it's hard now. I'll try and get through with it quickly in order to try and make the seal. Rabbi Simon Shem Shum Lev, he said, Ha Pigel Van Noisem, it's Darfin Thomas Yadai, Pigel. And no, sir, even though the two separate Psulia goof, them it's Darif together, Lutamis Yadai, Kideon Shun, in the sheer of what you get punished for consuming from them, Kazais. So if you have half a Kazais, it's a Pigel. And Abakazai's nose, and they join together, so that, and you touch them, your hands become Tame, and then your hands, it's certainly Matame Truma. Maoshif, so it's a Truma. As well, what if this half, this Pigel Noser burger touches Truma? Does it make the Truma Tommy? Says more Kavachomer. The Pigel Noser burger is Matame the hands, which then are the leaf sauce of Truma, then possibly Truma in turn. Hey, Natsman, if the Pigel Noser burger directly touches the Truma, Lo Koshke is not a Kavachomer, then it makes the Truma apostle. Says more, okay, that's fine for Pigel Noser.
Hain Yotze Matavle, what's the status of something which left the Beis Hamikdash? Or left Yerushalayim, something which left the proper precincts where it's supposed to be. Matamis Yazayim, Ainer Matamis Yazayim, is the time in the hands or not? Inte Mahen Yotze S, Mahen Yotze Matamis Yazayim, if you're going to say that Yotze is Matamis Yazayim, So it must be. And the question the Gemara implies here, though it doesn't have it, is, look, if Yaitza Tami Yadayim, half of the Aver left the Beis HaMikdash, right? Half of it didn't, right? So why is this half, which is Yotze, not Metame this? Whatever stayed behind within the Beis HaMikdash. And that's, we really should, it must be, that it's not Metame Yadayim. I mean, Temarayin Yaitza Metame Yadayim, And it's not Matami the inside. It's not Matami the inside. And now read the words two lines down. The low cane, Yitami Tzad Chitza Mitzab Gimi, because if it was Matami, it should mean Matame, not just the outside, but the inside as well. So if you're going to say that Yates is Matame a dime, but yet nevertheless not Matame clutch him, so going back to where we are, HaPigel Noiser in place of Mr. Truma. So Pigel Noiser can't possible Truma. What's the logic behind that? If Yates is Matame is your dime, yet it's not Matame clutch him, meaning the part next to it. So Pigel Noiser, right? Certainly can't be Matame Truma, Pigel and Noisar, which Truma is less sensitive. Is less sensitive than Kochim, right? Pigel to Truma is only a Shlishim Kodesh, Kochim is Revi of a Kodesh. So if Pigel Yoitze can't be Matame, what's next to the Kochim, Pigel Noisar should certainly not be Matame Truma, right? But that causes us a conundrum. Says because in turn, Yotze always has to be not as Tomei as Pigel Noser. Because as we mentioned earlier, Masech, the Pigel Noser are Psul Aguf, and Yotze is a Psul Machshir. It's a quasi Psul, not a full Psul. So since it's a quasi Psul, not a full Psul, so I got a problem. If you're going to say Pigel Noser are not even Metame Truma, because Yotze is not Metame Kochim, so then Yotze can't be Tomei anything. Because Yotze's got to be a lower level down than Pigel and Noser. So Pigel and Noser are only Matame Yadayim and not Matame Truma. So Yotze can't be Matame anything. Not even Yadayim. Yeah, we know Yotze is Matame Yadayim. So how to resolve this conundrum? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, skipping the words I spread before, Man Isle Dover Machmas Mago Atzmo. Who's the one who holds something which touches itself is Mitame? Lo Rabbi Meir, is it Rabbi Meir? Rabbanon don't hold that way. Rabbanon, the reason why the part which exited isn't Mitame, the part which remained inside, is because something can't be Mitame itself. In order to be Mitame, something has to touch something else, not be part and parcel the same. So it could be really? Yotze is Matame Kachim. And Pigel and Noisar is even Matame Truma. And they're both Matame Yadayim. And the stature is preserved, the hierarchy that Pigel and Noisar are more Tame than Yotze is preserved. Because Pigel and Noisar gets a Tame even Truma, and Yotze is only Matame Kachim. Again, they're both Matame Yadayim. So why is Yotze not Matame itself? Because the Sali is not Matame itself, it's only Matame something it touched. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'lokin and Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, fine, that's nice, but I have another problem. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol advarim atoyim berubon. everything which is Torah of that nature is as long as the majority is attached. You're cutting off the yotze part, right? You're cutting it off because you can't eat it. So as you cut, when you get to the sever the majority of your arm, well, not your arm, the carbon's arm, then this part is touching this part. Because it's severed its majority, so then it's metame, right? So it says, so kevin shechitech ruban like parashu, right? Once you cut the majority, it's not like parash. V'yasek magia bo, should be touching itself, ye apostle, and she considered apostle. Rabbi Chanina Rechina said, v'mechatech kol shehu mashlich. As you cut each strip, as you cut down, each strip you take off, so there's never any, never actually anything which can touch, which is severed, because each part which is severed, you cut off, so then everything which is there is still connected. And that can't be metame, so that's how you preclude that from happening. Now, the next two lines are redundant. We already read them before. Isach Meima, Lieberman takes them out. Hajjaloch Lieberman is the last Lieberman we'll see. So, oh no, there's one more. So he takes out the next line, Isach Meima, Oshavar Chatzel, so Ibn Yisiyadaz, every little place time Ibn Yisiyadaz, we already explained that. Amar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, and here's the last Lieberman. He says, Lo mistabra da. He puts in the words Lo mistabra. Lo mistabra da ela. It doesn't make sense to say only birch birkas apesach lo pater shol zevach. I understand the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah possibly say that pesach pater zevach? They're so different. Rabbi Kiva is correct. It only makes sense to say opposite. Birch birkas apesach lo pater shol zevach. The shol zevach pater apesach. Hoy made the bracha on zevach is more inclusive than pesach, right? Because zevach is all korbanos. Pesach is particular. It's only particular korbanos, right? So the Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah says he made a bracha on psachim, it patters up zvachim. But it should be the opposite. What's more inclusive? Zvachim. So zvachim should patter up psachim, right? So what does the Mishnah mean? Ramana said, no, you're missing the boat. HaPesach ikar vata zevach tfeila. Well, this is the din of ikar and tofel. It's like eating herring with a cracker, right? You don't make a bracha on the cracker, you only make a bracha on the herring. So too, even though you bring chagigas and the Pesach, they're only subordinate to the current Pesach, in order the current Pesach should be nechal ala soiva. So that's why you make a bracha on the Pesach, and you part of the zevach. Oy, Rabbi said, Ajaloch b'sechus b'sachim v'ajolun, daylo b'sechus b'sachim b'sachim v'atochlor, l'nissa shem noch b'sechus b'sachim, l'otishus neiminon, lo ba'amodem, lo ba'darsi.